broadcasting from Cal State University, Long Beach. This is KKJZ FMHD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles, and 22westmedia.com.
All right, you guys, you know this is for fun, so take it easy and give him a good show.
Man, does it feel good to be back?
Oh, man.
Woo!
Tony didn't make it in today, but we're here.
Yeah, me either.
We made it.
No sleep.
We're back.
No sleep since Thursday for me, but...
Oof.
And
ooh.
No water for you since last night.
Anyway.
Tony there, Sammy here. We got On The Bench Sports Talk Radio. Find us at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and also on iTunes, on Podomatic. Just search On The Bench Sports Talk. And how about the Instagram?
We're global.
Yeah,
global. There's no excuse.
And, you know, we couldn't get in here between the semesters, so I ended up taking the liberty, I should have invited you over, to record some episodes from my closet.
Nice.
Literally, my closet. I hung the microphone up in the closet and put, because it has clothes on the side.
Of course.
Because I can't afford this fancy chemical, you know, stuff on the walls to dampen the sound.
Yeah, we're not in that 1%, so we're...
I'm in the bottom 1%.
We're forced to use what we have, so...
Yes, I used the beach towel behind it.
A hanger, some towels for soundproofing, and yep. Bam, you got yourself a fully functioning studio.
Hey, that was my fully functioning studio.
There you go.
It worked.
Hey.
But we're back here, but next week I'll be in New York City, so
ooh.
I will not be here. You won't be here. You'll be getting to sleep in.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so we got... how about the Hall of Fame talks to talk about?
Hall of Fame.
Really big football news to talk about.
Big football news.
It's probably the biggest football story of the year.
I would agree.
And I'm not talking about the Pro Bowl.
Mm-mm.
I might be talking about the Super Bowl.
Maybe. We'll see.
But you have to find out.
It's big.
It's huge.
I can't even think about it right now. It's get ready.
Oh,
it's coming.
It's going to blow
Stay
your mind,
tuned.
People. It is going to blow your mind. But before we get there, before we get to the Hall of Fame, we also have, there's projections for next year's Hall of Fame ballot as well.
Of course.
I think a couple guys got snubbed this year, and I'm sure they'll get snubbed again next year, because that's how the Hall of Fame works.
Absolutely.
But Tony, Sammy here, and well, how about a little history for this Saturday morning?
Let's do it.
You like football, right?
Of course.
All right.
I'm
how
American.
How
if
about,
I say no, I'd be suspicious.
Yeah, you'd be going to the other side of the country with Dennis Rodman. How about 1894, the first college basketball game? I don't know why I said football. First college basketball game takes place, and the University of Chicago beats the mighty YMCA.
Wow.
The YMCA.
The mighty YMCA. Not just the YMCA.
The mighty. And they beat them down with a blistering 19-11 score. 19-11.
All that use of blistering in that.
Yeah.
That was, wow.
Yeah, go YMCA.
Okay.
1944 is transporting time. The late great, the man who spoke in many tongues. How about Casey Stengel?
Ah, Boston first, Braves.
Yeah, first okay. manager of the Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was manager of the Braves, resigned from that position, and, well, guess where he went after that? Managed the Yankees, and, well, 5 straight championships from 49 to 53, and then 2 more in 56 and 58. Think they made a mistake firing him?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, or mutual party.
Mutual you know, party, yeah, it was a mutual split up.
1969 marks the most important and most historic day for the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise.
Ah.
Is this a little biased, you think?
I was about to say, pulling the mic closer to you.
Yeah, I can't I can't see and talk. The studio isn't set up all the way. The 49th anniversary today of hiring of the great Chuck Knoll.
Oh, wow.
He would be the youngest coach in NFL history at the time. I think Sean McVay now
is... No, he beat him out.
Yeah,
was
he beat him
34, 33?
I think he's like 14.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Just graduated middle school.
I think so. Before Chuck Knoll, the Steelers were abysmal. They were basically the Browns East.
Oof.
That's what they were known as.
The Browns East.
Yeah, from 33 to 68 prior to Knoll, they won 156 games. That's 4.45 wins a season. They had 2 winning seasons in 35 years.
Well, that's
basically
not good.
Basically the Browns. And the Browns were good.
They had a perfect season this season.
Yeah, they did. Hey, that's really good.
Hey, nobody else had a perfect season.
They had
this
a
season.
Parade for that
they
perfect
did.
Season.
They did.
Good for them.
Absolutely.
But I bet there was a lot of drinking. In 1940, okay, so their franchise high of wins was 9 in 1962. That was in the first 35 years. Though Noel's first season in Pittsburgh looked like a mistake, he guided the Steelers to how about a 1-13 record.
All right.
Hey, but they got almost the first perfect. Pick of the draft. They won their home opener to the Lions and then lost the next 16. That's the next 2 years. But it would be on the rise as he would go on to coach 342 games for the Steelers from 69 to 91, go on 193, 148, and 1. That's a 566 win percentage. 24 playoff games with a 16-8 record.
Not
that
bad.
Included, well, 4 Super Bowls, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey.
Not bad, right?
Started from the bottom.
Yep. And that included 2 back-to-back, 74-75 and 78-79, the Super Bowls. He would only have 7 losing seasons in his 23 years at the helm of the Steelers and, well, went on to the Hall of Fame. And, well, he wasn't the only one to start with the Steeler tradition. It went Noel. He was 4-for-4 in Super Bowls. Then Cowher. So okay. Noel won 193 games. Cowher was there. From 92 to 06, 149, won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin, still there, 116 wins and 1 Super Bowl victory. That is loud.
Wow. Something important's coming up.
Yeah, that's true. But
that's what that means.
How about those three coaches from, what was that, 69 to present, 458 wins.
Not bad.
3 coaches since 69.
That's pretty good.
That is really good. And of course, there's a bunch more about the draft and Chuck Knoll and
sure,
who he drafted.
Sure. I was about to say, you got really descriptive on that one.
Yeah, I'm unemployed, my friend. I have a lot of time on my hands. So that was that. Go a year ahead of time. 1970 Steelers. There's a lot of Steelers.
Oh, more Steelers.
Today.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Steeler history today.
You should share the shirt you're wearing.
Oh, it says Karma and Juju standing over Vontez Perfect.
It's a pretty nice
courtesy
shirt.
Courtesy of my cousins, went back to the Berg. And I saw the video in his Snapchat, and I'm like, bring me back that shirt.
Ooh.
So guess what? I'm wearing it.
You can't not have it.
Problem was I wore this against the Jagwagon. And,
oof. Mm-hmm. Oof. We'll talk about that later.
I think Karma got me. But today... The Steelers drafted Terry Bradshaw, future Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw.
Okay.
How about that, 1970?
Wow.
That was a good move?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He was an unorthodox player, but, you know, he made things work.
He did. All right, 1991. Something big in sports happened today.
It is a 47-yard try by Scott Norwood to try to win the game for Buffalo.
What's going to happen?
Lingner will snap it. Wright will hold it. Norwood will kick it from the right hash mark with 8 seconds left and the Giants leading Buffalo 20-19. It's a 47-yard kick for the Bills. Norwood assumes the position. Lingner waits to snap it. We wait. There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up.
Did he make it?
No good. Norwood missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
Known as wide right.
Oh,
wide
man.
Right. Unfortunately, the Bills lost that Super Bowl and would go on to lose the next 3 Super Bowls as well. That's a dark, dark era in Buffalo history.
It was.
I'll tell you that.
And then their last playoff appearance until now
and they scored
was 1999.
Yeah.
And they had a nice little 17-year or 18-year drought.
And they scored 6 points in this last playoff.
It's blistering.
A blistering.
A blistering. I think, well, what was it, 10-3, 10-6?
Something like that.
It wasn't
very good.
It was not.
It was trash.
Hey, man, they're a little rusty in the playoffs. You just need to...
That's true.
You know, come on.
That's true. But, so that was the great Jack Buck making that call.
Wide right.
Losing the Super Bowl. And how about some birthdays today? What do you say?
Who do we got?
You like birthdays, right?
How do you like birthdays?
Did you bring cake today?
I did not bring cake.
Okay.
It's not my birthday.
I would have brought in cake if it was, but... It wasn't.
It was not.
All right.
So let's get into some people who his birthday is today.
Another Steeler
birthday. Sensing a trend here.
How about the Steelers owner, old owner, the chief, Art Rooney?
All right.
1901.
He was born. Wow. Barely made the 20th century. Okay.
Barely.
Squeaked barely. There.
But he was a boxer.
Oh, fisticuffs?
Mm-hmm. You know how much he bought the Steelers franchise for?
Ooh, I bet it's going to be like in the just thousands.
$2,500.
Woo!
$2,500.
Wow.
I could almost buy a franchise in 1933 right now. I could buy like a quarter of a franchise.
Oh, man.
Do they take like MasterCard?
I think, well, no, you could probably do monthly payments, you know that?
Well, Rooney was a wizard at the track, at the horse track. So what he did, he won a parlay at the Saratoga race course in 1936, which netted him about 100. Is it net or netted? Is netted even a word?
I don't do economics.
He won money.
He won money. That's all you need to know.
$160,000. That's about $2.85 million today.
Woo!
So little.
Now, you're set for life back then with that money.
Woo, I wish I could be set for life for 160 grand right now.
You're not wrong.
Especially if it's under the table.
Yeah, tax-free, am I right?
That's the best kind. But then, so happy birthday, Art Rooney. And then we also had a death today. How about Andre the Giant?
Oh, wow.
Andre the Giant died today.
Actor, wrestler.
Actor and wrestler.
Public figure.
Yeah, and part of Andre the Giant's posse.
Yeah.
Which, have you seen those stickers?
The Andre the Giant posse.
I saw one in Germany. That's how widespread this posse goes.
Where's he from? He's from somewhere in
France.
Oh, he's French. That's right.
He's the French. I believe he was from France.
Okay.
Let's just say France.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
But one of my favorite movies he was in was Princess Bride. There's some great GIFs on your iPhone if you have one.
There's a lot of Princess Bride
but
memorabilia.
At age of 12, he was 6'3", 208 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. Was that sixth grade, fifth grade?
Yeah, something like
that. Imagine like getting ready to teach a class and you have this behemoth just walk in. It's like, oh, where's your son?
Yeah.
I am the student.
Yeah.
I am the student.
But he supposedly, according to WWF, 7'4", 520 pounds.
That's a big boy.
That is a big boy. But he was also in movies. And there are some tall tales of Andre the Giant that I must tell you about.
Are these drinking tales and eating tales?
Maybe.
Okay. Bring them on.
We got to get some appropriate music. Actually, how about this clip here?
Beer.
I think that would be an appropriate. All right.
How much appropriate I can get. How much beer could Andre the Giant drink?
Andre the Giant, people. He died today in the year 1993. He was also known as the greatest drunk on earth, as legend has it that in a six-hour sitting, how many beers could you drink in 6 hours? You think?
Without yakking?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like
12-ounce beers, not shots.
Oof. Oh, maybe like, I don't know. Maybe like a pack. Like a pack and a half.
So like 18?
Maybe.
All right, well, he supposedly consumed 119 12-ounce beers. 119 12-ounce beers, people.
No. Oh, my God. Goodness.
And on an episode of WWE's Legends of Wrestling, Mike Graham said Andre once drank 156 16-ounce beers in one sitting, which was also confirmed by longtime wrestler Dusty Rhodes on another occasion. How about that? And on another occasion, the Fabulous Moolah wrote in her autobiography that Andre drank 127 beers in a hotel bar, passed out in the lobby, but was so big that the staff could not move him, so they had to leave him on the floor until he woke up.
How great is that?
Kids, don't try this at home.
Don't try this anywhere.
Were these tall tales true about the Giant? We'll never know as he passed away today, but...
Mystery pass on.
His legend lives on, and I mean... 156 beers.
Three sittings, he consumed 100 plus. alcoholic beverages. That is...
And I'm sure those weren't the only times either. I mean...
His liver has to be like the size of a watermelon. Like, that's...
That's crazy.
I don't know. That's... Okay. Let's do some math here. I see you whipped up the calculator.
Figure... So he supposedly drank those 119 in 6 hours.
6 hours. What's that per...
That's 20 beers an hour. That doesn't seem fathomable. Okay, which streak is more believable? Was it Wilt Chamberlain said that he slept with like 2,000 women or something, or whatever that number was?
Mm-hmm.
Or Andre the Giant's 119 beers in 6 hours?
What was the time ratio of Wilt Chamberlain?
I guess his lifetime.
Lifetime, 2,000.
Is that...
If his lifetime... I want to do some math. So when did he make that claim? How old was he?
Was it Wilt Chamberlain that made that claim?
Somebody.
I think it was him.
Yeah, it was Wilt
Chamberlain. 20,000 women, not 2,000.
Okay.
So he said he slept with 20,000 women. He was born in 1936.
Okay.
And he scored 31,000 points. That's the most all time.
There we go.
But he claimed that he slept with 20,000 women. So this
how
website.
How old was he when he made that claim?
I don't know, but mentalfloss.com ended up doing the math on this.
Okay.
So he said, say he started sleeping with women at the age of 15, and then from up to the age of 55 when the book was published.
Oh, okay.
He had 40 years to sleep with 20,000 women, or 500 different women a year. Do you think that works
that's
out
like
to
multiple...
roughly 1.4 women a day? Do you think which one's more believable? Andre the Giant's 119 beers in one sitting?
I mean, think about that. That's like game days, like you have somebody waiting for you when you get home. Holidays, Christmas. Oh, I got to dip out. Sorry, family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And
that's pretty wild.
And according to his friends, he was in favor of the menage a trois, so.
Ah, so he knocked out some, he did some combos.
Mm-hmm. And according to legend, he was intimate with 23 different women on one 10-day road trip.
Okay.
So, which one are you going to believe more? The Andre the Giant or...
And how good-looking was Wilt Chamberlain? Let's whip up a... Okay.
When you look at Andre the Giant, who was a better-looking man, Andre the Giant or Wilt Chamberlain...
I believe Andre for both of those claims.
I believe so, too. I think that's the way to go.
I think that is the way to go. Andre the Giant, ladies and gentlemen. That's locking that in.
So you're believing Andre the Giant over Will Chamberlain.
I don't think Will Chamberlain has the endurance to do a 10, one on 1v10.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot.
Look at that. But
I guess he was a pretty decent-looking guy.
Yeah.
7'1".
I mean, when you're 7'1", that kind of...
Yeah, you're kind of...
The minute you hit 6 feet, women swoon for you.
And then you got Andre.
And
then
you got Andre the Giant.
Oh my
God! He looks capable.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, where should we go from here?
We got Hall of Fame news.
That's true.
We got a new class ushered in the past couple of days.
We do.
Some big names.
We also have some big NFL or football news.
Oh, we do.
You might want to say
we do football specifically.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. And we also got the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Until then, Tony there, Sammy here. This is On the Bench Sports Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 22 West Radio.
West Radio.